This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Well, hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, Dollface. Hi, Tim. Hi, Joysters.
Have you had a great day?
Had a great day.
Hey, I heard you've got a new phone. And
I
guess
have.
What? People already know how much you want to use it and use it well. And Brad sent some advice in already, and he said there's a thing called the iCloud
out there. And I don't know how to, get it back from the cloud.
We can work all that. Don't have that little stressy
frown.
Don't have
a frown upside down.
Don't you start it.
We can't start the show
again. All right,
we've already started the show.
We have a really good show coming up. We've got lots of funny bits today.
We do.
We may have an interview. That's if they ring us.
Undecided.
And if it comes off, it's going to be a corker.
Corker. But we won't tell you who it is in case we don't hear.
I've got many stories to tell from since I saw you last week.
Oh.
We don't want to do it right now.
No.
I just want to spread it out throughout the show.
Okay.
Quite funny.
I'm excited about that. I like your story.
And I went to a movie last night. Yes. I'm going to do a little movie review later on.
I haven't been to a movie since I saw that fabulous thing with the nose. What was that called?
Star is Born.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Freddie Mercury thing. I
haven't seen that
yet. That's what I saw.
Yeah. Oh, did you? Yeah. Oh, right. Oh, we can talk about movies.
Yeah. No, I've already talked about Star is Born. That was weeks ago when I was young.
Old news.
Right.
It's going to be one of those shows, isn't it?
Yeah.
Here's something that it's catchy or not. I've read it twice and I'm still trying to work out why the hell they would do this. But
I'm not sure either.
You need deep pockets to be able to buy them and you might not want to wear them to your nan's place for Sunday lunch. But penis earrings are here.
Hey.
Yeah, there's our first. Hey,
there it is.
Penis talk is back on Murphy's Law.
Wow.
Yay.
Yves Saint Laurent has launched a controversial line of jewellery with genitals dangling off earrings and necklaces. There you go,
listen,
ladies and gentlemen.
I'm a little hard up for the old pecker at the moment. But
so would you pay £250 for a little tallywhacker off your ear?
That's about $500, isn't it? I don't think I need...
Unless that represents your ex-boyfriend.
Could I just say, though, I am very soon heading to Bali and they have phalluses everywhere. I could probably get myself made a pair of copy knockoffs. A knockoff knob. A pair of knockoff knob earrings.
Amazing.
I'm going to do that. That's what I'm going to do.
The necklace is 100% brass and has the YSL chain on
the clasp. I don't want no brass.
Which is brass from
Yves Saint Laurent. This is having a
laugh. They're earrings, but the necklace actually is more expensive. It's £345, which is about $500.
Who's going to wear a todger around your neck? Seriously?
To me, it just seems...
Maybe it should be hanging on a strand of pearls.
Really?
Do it.
Really? Do you know you're on the radio?
Do you know, though, I have
drunk at a bar.
Do you know that I've just shaken off my technology issues?
Yeah, thank God.
By being completely disgusting. I was actually in my head thinking, I wonder how many words for penis we could come up with.
Murphy's Law. On Joy 94.9.
I had to look after your puppy the other night.
When you say had to.
No. You asked me. I was already looking after because I'm down at Beau Morris minding the parental's house.
Yes.
And they've got a little dog named Jack, which is kind of it's an unusual looking pug.
It's a pug shih tzu.
And it's, look, when people, we love it. We love it because it's Jack. It's just Jack.
Just Jack.
It's Jack. But most people think he looks a little unusual.
He's as round as his heart.
Little slow. We'll call him Little Slow.
Yeah.
But I had to mind him and my dog, Dawson Henry Bouvier Cooper Murphy, and also your puppy, Pepper Middleton Murphy. And I was nervous because it's the extra dog. And I have to say, Anna Murphy, that you know how you're bright and energetic and you can light up a room and you just bounce off walls. And, you know, that's your dog.
Yeah, I know.
She's as mental as a cat's
Snake. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Like, she's. years and fast like a greyhound.
Yeah.
Tall, long legs, beautiful
she
poodle.
She got beaten up at the dog park last week by this massive one.
No wonder. Sort of,
and then she came over, she's very dramatic, like her mother, like like limping. Yeah. And it was all sort of a hypochondria.
You do limp.
Like, because she was like she looked terrified, and then I picked her up and she sat down like a good girl, like getting all the attention from everyone. Mm. It was me in a dog form.
Totally. And, you know, the funny thing is I was nervous because when I first, she came down, she was like literally jumping over the top of other dogs and the pool table and everything else down there, because they've all got pool tables in Bumrush.
Right.
And I was nervous, but she's a joy. She is the bouncing. She's got these little cross-eyed things like Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, she does.
She's gorgeous as all get out. I love her.
At first, it's very manic energy for the first 10 minutes when people meet her. But after that, she's gorgeous. She just wants around. She's like, you know. Last night, though, so she's had a big day night session, and I'd taken her to the puppy park that morning at the beach. So you could see this small wee thing just like think, oh my God, where have I just arrived? This is like magical. Like, she was so excited. You can just feel the excitement. She's like crazy, covered in sand. So we've done all that. We've done a big walk. We've gone and hung out with Jack and Dawson. We've had the big night sleepover. Brought her home yesterday.
Can I just say, the sleepover was interesting because all three dogs have a bed of their own, but middle of the night, woke up and all three dogs are in my bed.
Oh, yes.
It was the most gorgeous thing ever.
Yeah,
I couldn't do it every night, but once in the blue moon, fabulous.
Yeah, so Pepper, ages ago, she's got a bed near mine and, you know, I used to be like, get on your bed and turn out the light, and then you just feel a little 4 feet end up on the bed. Mm. So I've sort of given up there, which is everyone's like, and I'm like, whatever, I live on my own. It's my dog. So last night, we've got home from the gym about two. So she was outside. I think I had the door open in the afternoon, but then I've closed it and we're all in and we're watching telly, and we're like about 9:30. I thought, oh, it's bedtime. Come on, bedtime. And she just takes herself out to go for a wee, right? She had jumped off the couch a couple of times and come back and looked a bit... She just looked like she was acting up, and I was like, just sit down, what's going on? She just sort of looked like she was up to no good. Mm. Anyway, so then I get into bed and I call her into bed and I'm like, you know, your bed, or you can get up here. So she got up and turned out the light, gave her a big cuddle, and then she went, shot down the end of the bed, and I'm like, where have you got up? So she wet the bed.
Okay.
Yeah. But
That's not good.
No, it's not. But
is
it's
that
not,
bad training?
No,
bad
this
parenting?
Is not a behavioural issue because I had accidentally locked the puppy door.
Oh, so it's your fault.
Yeah.
So it's actually your fault.
So my beautiful clean bedding that I just washed that day and put on, I was really smug. I'm like, look at me going to bed at 9:30 and my clean things. I'm such a nice sleeper. Yeah.
So your fault.
Yes.
Yeah.
My fault.
Are you still trying to get that phone ready?
I was trying to do some research for you while you were talking to find the people that were in the movie you were talking about.
I've got
so, how about the magic of radio? Just keep talking until it...
Well...
It's like he's the wizard and the Wizard of Oz, and we just look behind the curtain every time he talks.
Can you just shut up? Now, I want to mention a movie that I went to saw last night called Boy Erased.
That's right.
Now, we were giving away tickets for it a couple of weeks ago on Joy. All I can say is... it's been a long time since I've cried in a movie, 3 times.
Oh, God.
In this movie. It is probably one of the most brilliantly written, brilliantly acted. It's just amazing. The whole thing is fantastic. I loved every minute of it and hated it at the same time because it's all about conversion therapy. And
have you seen it too?
No, but it makes me so happy to hear you talk about it like that because I really want to see it.
Yeah, no,
and
it is.
Hearing you talk like that means it's going to be great.
It is, also, it is because Dean usually bags movies out.
Yes.
So it sounds really well.
Oh, no, this thing was, from Woe to Go, was amazing. Nicole Kidman is brilliant. Like I didn't even look at her as Nicole Kidman, and I usually do when she's in a movie, but she loves her wigs, doesn't she?
She's mad for a wig.
She's got a great one in this.
Great.
It's incredible. Also, oh God, Russell Crowe plays the father, his relationship with the son. And I can't remember who the kid is who actually plays.
Joel Edgerton's in it, isn't
he? Joel Edgerton. He's the director.
Yeah, he's the director and he's in it.
Yeah.
Isn't Singer? You've got the thing in front of you. Have you found their names?
Yes.
Oh my God. I didn't watch it.
Choice of is in it. Yes. He's got blonde hair. That's why I didn't recognise who it was, but it is him.
They're all Australians. Is this it's not an Australian movie.
Joel Joel Edgerton wrote or directed it. Did he write it?
Look,
you're the one that's telling the story.
I know, but I wanted to do the delivery of it my way with little amount of research as I could. Now you're throwing it on me to actually get some research, and I can't do it like that.
Did they have Australian accents in the movie?
Hang on a sec. I'm on Wikipedia.
Does everyone at home or in their car listening to this,
Wikipedia.
Are you enjoying seeing behind the curtain, or should we just shut the curtain back up? Should we go to another song?
No.
I think this is
no. Why?
And he says, my brakes are a train wreck.
Stop asking me questions.
About the film that you saw.
Let me deliver it my way.
Oh, okay. Oh, I saw this film and there were some people in it.
Let me just check what Wikipedia says.
Wow. Okay.
Go. If you're going to do a movie review, could you review the movie?
The mic is all yours.
It's really good. You need to go and see it. It's one of the best movies ever.
Is that what it says on Wikipedia? It's really good.
I don't actually even want to talk to you two.
Best dummies fit.
That's it. Sorry, go to the song because I can't be bothered.
Pressure. Just like Dean Murphy with Wikipedia.
And Joel Edgerton actually wrote the movie Boy Race. There's your research. Go shove it up your jumper.
Do you know what? I actually said that four times during the break.
I don't want to talk about it now. I want to talk about something else. We just played a Queen track
with David Bowie.
Tim, you went and you've seen the movie.
Yeah, I saw it on Saturday night.
Wow. And thumbs up.
I loved it.
Oh, yep. My goodness.
I think everyone I know who's seen it loves it.
I cried three times. Joel Edgerton wrote it, actually.
Don't you start. You saw the film. I watched the doco last night on TV and learned so much about Queen even in that that I didn't know about. What a brave individual that he just wanted to keep on singing, even when he was on
his
deathbed, right to the end, and was recording a last song and they haven't finished the last verse of it because he went off for a sleep and never came back.
Mm. Wow. I think they did release a posthumous album. But, amazing. I can't wait to see that movie.
This doco that you speak of, where was that?
It was on TV last night.
Oh.
But it was saying part two, Joel, and I'm really confused because I never saw any ads.
I think we got the best bit, I didn't see the – no, neither did I.
So I'm a bit confused by that. But I learned a lot about them that I hadn't – sorry, that's my new phone making noises. I don't even know how to turn this out.
Wow, that phone story's going on
I know, isn't it? It's like a little theme for the show.
Anyway, so, Tim, thumbs up out of 10? What would you give us?
Thumbs up. All right, 9 out of 10. I felt like it was informative. Like I said, I did cry three times. I just think it's amazing. It's just he was so good at impersonating Freddie, doing all the live music. Like a big thing of Live Aid at the end. It was almost felt like the whole concert.
But how many people were there? Was it like 250,000 people or something, wasn't it?
Well, I don't know, but it is a sea of people. Like, the footage
Wembley,
of how. Yeah, it's massive.
I don't know what the capacity of Wembley
is.
But it's also people
all
on the floor as well, right? Which is just.
Oh my God.
Amazing.
Been getting shut down all over the place.
Well, I actually spent many a Christmas Eve watching the Live Aid concert on DVD with my friends because he's English and he had been offered tickets to go to Live Aid and he was playing in his Saturday Sheffield Shield for cricket or whatever, a local cricket. So he
poo-pooed it.
He didn't go. Wow. And we're like, what do you mean you didn't go? So generally that was a thing for years. We used to watch the Live Aid concert and Queen clean up.
Yeah, no, good.
Amazing.
Hey, we've had a message through from someone who heard my movie review before.
A review? Right. It says, Sandy here. The film is set in Arkansas, my home state in the US. The Aussie actors do good with the Ali accent, better than I could with an Aussie accent, even after 14 years. It's an affecting movie. For some, it accurately depicts what it's like growing up gay
in the conservative
Bible Belt.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Incredible movie.
That's a much better review than yours.
There's two.
What?
Thank you, Sandy, for that. Don't you
know you drive me crazy? Joy, traffic for Melbourne.
Me. That's right, kids. It's that time on a Monday that you all look forward to. It's the traffic. And out in the colder outbound is like a CD giveaway in a digital world at 9 minutes. And the eastern outbound is like a pair of broken headphones at 17 minutes. Monash outbound is just like recording an entire interview only to realise a button had been depressed on the panel and now we have to do it live at 51 minutes. And Princess outbound is blowing like the aircon in the studio at 16 minutes.
Wow, that was good.
That was your very radio station.
Yeah.
Themed.
That was great.
Traffic. Who are you? you and what have you done with Dean Murphy?
Hang on
because
a sec.
It's Mr. Positive Sunshine.
We're
today.
Giving away a Barbara Streisand CD, the new one called Wars. So I feel Barbara Streisand in our show needs a bit of a, you know, because it's Babs. You know, it's Babs. But it should be Barbara Streisand has released her new album, Wars. You know, like a you know, big sort of.
Does it really
you know,
like need to a, be like that?
Doesn't it?
Sounds like it's being presented by
Barbara Streisand. Dollar classics. What? A thought-provoking collection of songs reflecting her concerns and hopes for the future.
The only thing thought-provoking about that is how Streisand. Did your voice get that deep?
I don't know. We are giving away a Barbara Streisand album. Does anyone a CD? It's a CD. So if you don't, do we give away a CD player as well? No, I'm just. I don't.
Do you know
I
what? It's Christmas
to,
coming though, and that could be a good stocking filler.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I could probably listen to it in Dad's old Holden. I think that has a
no,
CD.
No, look, I've got a stereo at home that takes CDs. Other
oh, good.
We'll
all come
would.
Over to your place.
Right. Everyone can sit okay. around my fridge because it sits on top of it.
That, talking
hey,
about
listen,
the phone is
hey, listen,
riveting.
Old mate, you know, so, before you're going to give me grief so about my content participation in the show, your, what, how's yeah, your review of the movie?
Don't ask me questions during it. I have a set formula that I do with the reviews. It means I don't have to research much, but it comes across really pleasant. Now, Barbara Streisand.
Pleasant.
Barbara Streisand Walls. We're giving away Barbara Streisand Walls CD. And
Walls.
Well, was.
Was.
The way we're giving away this afternoon, because we're thinking, let's do
is
something
it
really.
W- we,
shut up! Just shut up! Pie, shut the pie hole! Just shut your pie hole!
I don't know whether it's walls as in walls.
Wall, or, as in a wall. Like, that's okay, a wall, four
but
walls
it sounds
and
like
a ceiling.
You're saying war as in world
no,
war.
No, well, no, well. Look at that. W-A-L-L-S. Walls. Barbara Streisand Walls.
I think the mic's all yours now, Dean.
Right, okay. How we give it away this afternoon is we just want, we love Babs. We love Babs. Babs is a Babs is Joy's friend. And we want you to tie, we're going to tie, this is all you're going to do. You're just going to tie Streisand into a sentence. Now, do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
So you need to do something like this. So it can be any sentence you want, but you've got to incorporate Streisand. The word okay. Streisand,
Streisand
into a sentence. It can be something like, my, that's a really big Streisand on your face.
Ah.
Oh. Oh, hi. Oh, is that a Streisand in your pocket or are you just glad to see me?
Oh,
you know,
God.
Do you see where
oh.
I'm going with that?
Yes.
So it can
so
be
like
any
a blankety blanks. But,
absolutely. It can be yeah. any sentence you want.
Ooh,
blankety blanks.
Oh, I love that.
That's what we should have called the segment. What? Well done.
Where were Jeez. You in pre-production?
You're brilliant at this radio thing. So... So, this is why you do it. If you want to win it, you got to incorporate Streisand into any sentence that you want. Do it now. 0427
You could have been anything. You could have been anything. You're 7 years on air with your brother.
Oh, we've had one from Tony.
Oh.
Tony sent through a message, says, today's so hot I'm sweating my Streisand off.
Ooh, oh, yeah, I like that.
See how it works? See how it's done?
Yes, I do see
Easy.
How
Easy, not hard, is it?
And Sarah's got it. She said, I went to the doctor about my swollen Streisand. Sounds awful.
Phil said, oh, heck, I've left the Streisand on.
Yes. Alex has said, I added too much Streisand to the pasta and now my lips have gone numb. Sounds like Alex and Sarah need to go to the same
totally.
Doctor.
Donald said, if you put your fingers in it, I bet you pull out a Streisand.
Ah, oh, there you go.
I just want to know what he meant by that. There what was the replacement word?
This one came through saying, I got pretty Streisand last long weekend.
Not
you
know,
you weren't alone.
Little I'm, Jason from Ivanhoe.
Said, oh, my God, I'm laughing my Streisand off while I'm on my way to do a Tupperware party.
Oh. Look at you go. Stephen sent this one through.
Hi, good Murphys. I think I've won a prize. But here's my Streisand sentence. Streisand, my love lies in the eternal realm, but that doesn't stop me from having the odd lamb roast with a great friend.
Oh, I think that might be a dating thing.
Yes.
We've become a dating service.
I think
we're
we
a
are.
Dating app.
Murphy's Law bringing people together since forever.
Jeff sent this one through.
Except me. It's been a while in the bedroom, so I wouldn't mind a good Streisand.
There you go. It's that simple. You've just got to replace a word in a sentence with Streisand.
I wouldn't mind
make
a good Streisand either. Dear. Has everyone got
so
really
much more information. Yeah, really uncomfortable.
And a little bit hot under the
really uncomfortable. lots of messages coming through. This one from
Since
Matt.
15 vodkas later, I was absolutely Streisand.
Oh. That could be the new thing. I I just think he must be the happiest person on earth, Mika.
Oh, it seems like it.
Songs, isn't it?
Sure, he has.
Glad he's back because seriously, he disappeared for a while. Yeah, and I was like, what happened to that funny fella? And there he is with Ariana.
Who are you this afternoon?
I'm whoever I want to be.
Yeah, good. Okay.
And that's the thing.
I've got a story for you. Oh, right. We've had penis stories this afternoon.
Yes, we have.
And true to form with our show, wouldn't be a show if we didn't have a poo story.
Oh, that's true. Yay.
My word.
So, just clap your hands.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So excited.
Okay, so there's this chick, right?
Yep.
And
I'm starting to get anxious about this one.
She wanted to get a cake made. You know where this is going, don't you?
Exactly.
For her sister's baby shower. Ooh. Now, most people, when you think of cakes for a baby shower, you're thinking of like, you know, cute pink and blue cakes for where's the boy, is the girl, simple, you know.
A little bassinet or something.
Bassinet or rattle. Whatever. Yeah. Not this one. She wanted to get a cake with the baby being born in all its glory. Mm. Now, admittedly, this story is a visual thing, but it... I'm just going to describe it a little bit. The baby comes out of the vagina.
Well, that's generally how it happens.
That's how it happens. It's got, like, red blood all over it everywhere.
Yep.
And the most disturbing part of this cake for me...
I'm not sure about
this ...is that she's included giving birth. Sometimes you may poo. And the poo looks like a Chiquito. I'm not right with this story at all. And if you've just driven into a poll, I apologise.
There is no helping you now.
No. And who gave us this story?
You're welcome.
Thanks, Tim.
Well, look, I think you'll
Captain, Captain Values over there.
sponge cake is covered with butter, cream, jam and chocolate and features a plastic doll's head covered coming out of the jar. It's a visual thing. I would go on. You can get it on the. It's a mirror.
We might pop it on our Facebook.
Well, let's put it on our Facebook page. That's why we have a Facebook page.
Yes,
that's pretty gross.
I feel sick.
Yeah, I do too.
It's one of those things that you can never unsee.
No, I feel sick, and strangely, I want to eat cake at the same time.
Strangely enough. We're going to have a little conversation now about tattoos.
We are.
You, Timothy, just got a tat.
Yes.
A new one.
Yes. And it's a line that goes...
It's a straight line.
Looks like a piece of string.
Yeah. Just starts...
On your body.
Starts, I guess, above my left nipple and goes across my top of my body across and around the shoulder and around the back.
Because and I asked you, because I don't have any tats, but I often thought that people... that is there a meaning behind the tat? But you said you just like lines.
No, I just like lines and shapes and... It doesn't mean anything to me. I guess I call it my drinking limit. So when I've got to there, I'm like, it's time to stop.
Yeah, but when it's there, good. I like need that. One of those. Yeah. speaking of tats, so as we all know, I host Bogan Bingo on weekends. You're welcome, Bogan Bingo, for the free plug. And anyway, one of the questions, because we run a competition within the game and it's called Biggest Bogan. Yep. And so people get up and like to whittle away. So you end up with one person, you ask them all these questions. One of the questions is, have you got any tats or body piercings, right? So I was doing this gig a couple of weeks ago and we end up with these people, these mainly women. It was at Camberwell and they're all up. Yeah. Okay. So if you've got tattoos, you know, so they come up the front and then I had to ask them what their tattoo was and where it was. And I'm like, you don't have to show us, you know, fine. You don't have to show us because, you know, some of them can be in sensitive areas, but you just need to tell me what it is and where it is, right? And I get to this one woman and she's like a bit shy and I go, so you've got a tat? She goes, oh, yeah, but it's only really little. And I go, oh, that's okay. I said, where is it? She still points at her hip bone and I'm like, okay, yeah, what is it? And she goes, well, it's only little. And I go, yeah, what is it? She goes, it's an ant.
An ant?
A tattoo of an ant. I said, a tattoo of an ant.
No one's ever going to see it.
What did you do?
And you'd be creeping, like you'd be swiping it all the time.
Done. That's it. Off you go. Can you call that a tattoo?
No.
That's like an accidental puncture mark from a pen. Absolutely. I can do that.
I've got a mate who has a Winnie the Pooh on him.
Yeah, he does.
Quite disturbing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a lot. I don't know.
I don't know. See, I've been gearing up to get one because I figure I'm 45 and single. Why not?
Are you going to go tat crazy?
No, I'm not crazy.
Yes,
no,
do it.
I want one, and I've always thought, oh, I might get a
like your little tramp stamp.
No, probably not. I don't know.
Tat
little
somewhere.
Something little,
like an
but
arrow.
Not an ant. I'm not getting an ant. Why would I get an ant?
What would you get?
Like, this is the thing, though. This is the problem because I'm a Libra and I can never make up my mind. But you've given me inspiration because I don't don't have to mean anything. It doesn't have to mean squat.
It's just for you. I didn't do it for anyone else.
Maybe I might do a picture of, I don't know, a microphone.
Wow.
Andy?
Really? Yeah. That could, but if it comes out wrong, it could look like a penis.
Well, wow. You know, and both things I like a lot.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. I think we just need
both
to go
things I don't get to play with often enough.
Wow. I need to go for a drink.
Sorry for all of the lesbian community out there, but not for the sake they're disappointed, just for that was probably horrendous. That's horrendous. To hear.
In fact, does your brother need to hear that?
All of the community, because even the gay Melbourne boys don't need me talking about penises. I said it.
Yep.
And all you had to do was replace a word in a sentence.
Just a word in a sentence with Streisand. It's that easy.
And we've got this one. It says, I strise and I never give up. Good on you, Rodney.
Good on you, Rodney. This one came through from Trevor. Don't squeeze too hard or you'll strising all over the floor.
Oh, dear.
Trevor.
Thank Trevor. And yeah. Sonny said, I'm laughing my strising off listening to you guys. I'm almost about to split my strising.
Oh, goodness. Oh, dear. That sounds uncomfortable.
That's nasty, isn't it?
And like you need to get to the doctors. We're at the puppy park the other day.
Amazing.
And my little girl, Black Poodle, was like, you could see it was like Christmas. Are we on another planet, Mummy? Anyway, she was running everywhere. And I was talking to another, like, owner of two poodles. So I'm chatting away and I'm watching Pepper in the distance and she's like really, really playing with these dogs and I'm like getting a bit far away and I'm like calling her. I'm like, Pepper! Pepper! Like, talking to her. All of a sudden this woman goes, isn't that her there? And I look down and she's by my feet. I was actually watching the wrong dog for ages. And then this lady goes to me because she's got two apricot-coloured poodles that look like sand. And so she goes, oh, I took the wrong dog home one day. I said, what do you mean? She said, well, went to. She goes, oh, I was talking to someone. She said, I clipped it on and I've got my two dogs. I'm walking and this guy's going, oh, you've got my dog. And she's like, I didn't think he was talking to me. So I kept going and he goes, you've got my dog. And she looked down. She's got these two dogs on a lead and her dog is walking just behind her. Like, what's going on? You've really got to pay attention.
Joy, traffic for Melbourne.
Hey, that's right for the second time. Today we'll head out to the roads. The colder outbound is quick as at 7 minutes. The eastern outbound is slow, bro, at 22 minutes. The Monash outbound's not grooving or moving at 46 minutes.
Can't pick it.
And the Prince's outbound, well, talking with putty in your mouth at 16 minutes. I copped out on that last one. I'm not sure. I got distracted.
What was the theme? I can't get the theme.
No theme. Right. No, I didn't bother.
Just random? Just,
yeah.
Wow.
I just free flow, mate. I'm not going to be pigeonholed by anyone.
Wow. So that's what this show has been about today?
Yes.
Oh, we should have told us that pre-production. Free to rustle the plastic. Shoving a ball in your mouth. Like, I'm trying to do the trains. You're balling it up.
I don't have headphones on.
Wow. Okay. If you see something on the roads, planes, buses or trains, let us know. 0427 joy 949 honorajoy.org.au. After this song, we're all choking on the balls. After this song.
Oh, it's an occupational hazard for some. Hey, choking on balls.
Thanks. Wow.
For anyone who's wondering what's going on, we've got snack balls. Snack balls. They're apparently
if you've got to explain the joke, it's not really funny, is it? Been a ripper little show this afternoon, even though slightly all over the place.
I don't know why you bother saying that. We've actually just had somebody the voice of our show, say, I'm not sure why anyone's dragging attention to that.
No, they're liking the show. It's just that in the studio, when the songs are playing, it's a little bit all over the place. Yeah,
but that's not different. That's okay. Either.
Hey, we've got to draw the winner of the Barbara Streisand CD, and we thought, who better to actually mention what they're winning than our voiceover guy of the last 7 years? Welcome, Shane.
Right from Vegas.
Could you do, in your best radio voice, could you please tell them what they've won?
Yeah. Barbara Streisand has released her new album, Walls. A thought-provoking collection of songs reflecting her concerns and hopes for the future, including brand new song, Don't Lie to Me, and Imagine.
I love that.
Barbara Streisand's new album, Walls, is available in stores now.
It sounds like they're going to win a Holden Ute as well.
Awesome nuts.
Awesome nuts.
Big, rounded nuts.
Rounded nuts. or some balls. Some snackables.
That's great. You are fantastic.
Well done, thank
well
you.
Done. And well done. Do we mention who won it?
No, we've got to do
it. Oh, right.
You ready?
No,
hang on.
We're going to do that now.
Oh, God. And the winner is Matt.
Oh, yeah.
Yay. He said 15 vodkas later, I was absolutely Streisand.
Fabulous.
You would be.
Good on you.
You would be.
Excellent. Mm. Now, this is a part of the show that we haven't done before, but there's a story, a really, you know how there's so much crap in the world? Yes. There's crap all over the place. People are down.
Good.
People are down and frustrated. The world's frustrating until I found this story.
Right.
Well, I didn't actually find it, but it's a good little story. It's a kid, a deaf student who's in the first grade, and apparently he farted loudly.
Oh.
And the teacher brought it to his attention, and then they had a little conversation about it. So we thought what we'd do is do a Murphy's Law radio play. This is the conversation that took place.
Why are they looking at me?
Because they heard you fart.
What? What do you mean?
Hearing people can hear farts.
Wait, they can hear all farts? I'm just going to have to stop farting then.
Everyone farts. It is quite healthy. You can't stop.
Wait, everyone? Even my mum?
Yep.
My dad?
Yep.
You?
Yes.
So you can hear and smell all the farts?
Some of the farts, yes. Not all of them.
Can hearing people see farts?
Yeah, green smoke comes from their butt. I saw it on TV.
That doesn't happen in real life.
What? Oh, I don't understand farts.
So then she followed on by saying, I went to college for 8 years to have these conversations.
So and
that is
that's our
with
first,
the first
radio
graders.
Play on Movies
You're very
Law.
Welcome.
Did you let us know what you thought of that? Because we can do plenty more of them.
I love it.
Or not.
Or not.
Or not.
Happy to leave it.
Yes.
Oh, it's that
time. Oh, dear.
Love this.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Are you ready
for
it?
I don't know what
that noise was. Last man standing.
Oh, we didn't do this
Murphy's
last
Law.
I'm not sure what's going on over there.
On Joy 94.9. Here we go.
Right.
Oh. I forgot what button it was. That, here we go. Okay, we're right. At. Okay, back. Hello, welcome.
Do we know where we're at?
Should we pull that song down just a little bit, do you think?
Do a little bit more? Sure, there it is.
I'll listen to you, Nana Murphy.
Can't hear.
Someone's after my seat in the desk.
Oh,
okay.
Dear.
No, haven't got a clue.
We're okay, do you want to square it off?
Level.
Oh, we're starting again.
Yeah.
Start
we've forgotten.
Level pegging.
It's been a while.
Okay.
All right, cool. So I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10. Dean, pick first. Think of a number between
8.
Great. And
6.
Yeah, he wins. So Dean's going to go first.
Like, that's a very fair system.
Yeah, I like that. Well, yeah. Okay. As soon as you lose, Dom.
All right, then. So we all know how the game plays. Dean, you'll kick us off. Today's question is things found in your bedside table.
Lube.
Dildo.
Sunglasses.
Batteries.
Headphones.
Tissues.
Cockroach.
Glasses.
Tissues.
You got a cockroach. I said tissues. You're out.
Yay!
Yeah.
Oh, well done.
It's really awkward to talk about, actually. Of course, just making all that up.
I don't know whether
sure.
there's a cockroach or not.
Sure that you want to say that. You're never getting
I was just trying
again.
To think of anything that I could shove in a drawer.
What, you're going to shove cockroaches?
Oh, dear.
And there, ladies
there
and gentlemen, died Dean Murphy's love life forever.
Thanks very much. What did I say? Lube, tissues, cockroach. Sunglasses, yeah. That's
so,
it.
Yeah.
So party at Dean's house for one.
Oh, God. There is a lady in a country.
And make it nice because most of the board are
there
out
is
there.
A, yeah. Welcome, new board of joy, and maybe listening in the canteen down there.
Yeah.
There is a lady in a country who is, she's basically, well, she claims she will have to fork out £8,000, which is about $10,000, $11,000 Australian, to reconstruct her vuvu because she dated a man with an abnormally long eggplant.
Oh, dear. What? She's doing what?
The eggplant overstretched the vuvu.
Oh, for God's sake.
And now she needs construction surgery.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
Like, I've been on this planet for a long time.
Oh,
and
God,
I've come into contact with some eggplants before. And I'm telling you now, if I knew I could sue, I would have. This is ridiculous. Really? Hey, Fred. I wonder if you can backdate it.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Do you come here often?
Listen, can we actually keep it really professional? We've got the whole new board of Joy out there listening as we speak.
Well, they should be listening every Monday, and I don't think we've been any different ever.
No, I don't think we have.
Let's just keep it real professional. It's time to go.
It's time to go. I would like to thank all the people, Simon, for doing the news, and Damo, our producer.
Damo.
Wonderful over there on the other side of the panel. Wow. The stories have been brilliant.
Our voiceover guy's
been here.
It's flown in all the way from Brisbane.
Thank you, Shane, for that. That was great for that
one. Welcome, team. Thank you.
He just comes to see that we're
out of here. Apparently, Kylie Minogue's got a new concert. Is that right?
That's correct. Something?
Yes. My Music Bowl. But are we going? What are we doing?
We're
going.
Yes.
We're going to go.
Yes.
Do it.
All right. Now, next week, can I just say, we're actually going to Catherine Tate, comedian, Thursday night. So we'll have lots to talk about next. Sorry, Tim, to bring that up.
Okay.
Okay. Have fun in Japan. Or wherever you go.
Hong Kong, I think.
All right, okay.
Honkers.
Ciao.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.